Hi, my name is Vanessa Leck, and today is my low tech, if you will, live stream that I'm going to be doing. I'm back again, lots of tech issues. Anyways, we're rural internet, but I wanted to do this live stream real quick today. I said I was going to do one about military spouses and Lula Rich, the new docuseries that came out within the last, I don't know how many weeks. I've watched it countless times. It's about LuLaRoe, a multi-level marketing company. I've written an article about multi-level marketing companies that's online through, God, I forget what platform I put that on. I don't know. I already forgot. But hellofvanessamedia.com, you can find out more about, you know, the work I do with regard to media, which I'm very passionate about. So anyways, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. I'm going to cover episodes 1 and 4. Each one is scene 8, episode 1, scene 8, episode 4, scene 8. It covers a military spouse named Ashley, who was recruited early on in the early days of LuLaRoe. Evidently, based upon my online searches, LuLaRoe showed up on the scene in 2012, which is the exact year I was being discharged from the military and exiting Fort Lewis, Washington, in Washington State, which is now known as Joint Base Lewis-McChord, the last I heard. And so I'm going to go ahead and share my screen and kind of give my commentary on these different scenes that I'm talking about here. And let me know your thoughts if you have actually already watched the Lula Rich or whatnot.
Do I look good? I'm still single, okay? So I cannot be commemorated in any way other than gorgeous.
That's all I'm saying.
I am Ashley Lautaha.
Okay, so this military spouse, just want to add in, she is a former military spouse now, as she kind of already stated about being single. She's no longer with the person that was in the military.
I started in 2013. I was the third retailer to join the company. I was born in Kailua, Hawaii. My husband was stationed with the Army here in Washington, and LuLaRoe kind of fell into my lap. I saw a friend of a friend wearing a maxi skirt on Instagram. There is nothing more comfortable or perfect than a maxi skirt when you're pregnant, right? There wasn't a way to purchase them online at the time, so I called the company, somehow got in touch with Deanne. She called me out of the blue, wanted to buy a skirt. I said, you know, this is a really great opportunity for you to make money by selling skirts. I told her I had just graduated from.
So one of the main reasons I want to cover this is because, you know, she says right there in the military, Ashley does, the former military spouse, that she just graduated college. She talks about being a mother, and the reality is a lot of military spouses are parents that are college educated, and that are also unemployed or struggling with employment, maybe underemployed or whatnot, because of the frequent moves. Because one of the biggest issues, in my opinion, I see is that A, the lack of stability, of course, but B, these different states are very much power tripping on regulations that allow them to govern professional certifications and licenses. And it prevents military spouses from being able to just move with their credentials and continue with their careers. You know, I'm currently in a situation like that right now in a state that won't recognize my credentials. So I'm unable to work inside this specific state. I just met a military spouse yesterday who, right after I did my first of 2 live streams, also was having the exact same problem. And they were having to start from scratch with their credentials. And it's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. And I would recommend it to no one. My dog right now is like going crazy trying to scrap. Let me play this and I'll get back to it.
College, and I had 2 little kids, and I was pregnant.
Okay,
Well, I'm going to fly out there. I'm going to see what I can do to help you. She flew up here and taught me how to fold the maxi skirts, put them into a bag so that people could see the patterns. And we would put them in like big Tupperware bins. I would put them in the back of my SUV and take them to people's houses. There are lots of women who still remember me lugging those Tupperware bins around and just being like, what is this thing that you're doing? Like, okay, I'll buy a maxi skirt. A lot of us who joined in the very beginning were of the belief that success is the best recruiting tool, right? Success with your sales speaks for itself. And when you go and you do a pop-up and you sell 40 pieces, 10 women show up and they're all having a great time. The clothing made them feel great. There's an energy there that people want to replicate. These are the things to a successful pop-up. You've got to have music playing. It's got to be upbeat, fun. And I used to tell them, don't do refreshments. They don't need them. They're always on a diet. And the goal was to always be making money and also finding new contacts. One of the people that I met was Lindsay Wheeler. I went to this vendor event. I had my little booth set up. She bought a couple of maxi skirts. I set up a pop-up with her.
Ashley LaTaha came to my house and did a pop-up. I didn't know anything about the brand. No one in my area knew about it. And it just, the wheels started turning. I'm like, man, I wonder if I could do this.
Lindsay called me one day and she was like, what do you think about me joining the company? Like, I don't want to step on your toes. And I was like, yeah, girl, go for it.
There were more retailers that were saying, well, I kind of want to do that. And I thought, okay, come along. Let's do it together. It's going to be so fun. I just make it real simple.
Okay. So, all right. So that's the episode one, scene eight that I just showed. And so a lot of the, I'm actually amazed because of the demographic I'm in, that I've never been a part of a multi-level marketing company ever. It's some kind of miracle. I don't know. Nobody needs to have me in an MLM, that's for sure. But basically, the most women I know that are in my demographic have been or are in a multi-level marketing company. And now it's spreading the reach is not just women, but also to men. I see that with a lot of these, it's more fitness focused, I've noticed, towards men. Clothing, makeup towards women, it seems like fitness stuff towards men, but also that goes both directions. But anyways, so the different verbiage they cover in here, which is pretty accurate, but it's sold is, you know, multi-level marketing companies are sold in to people and successfully recruit people into the military, spouses in particular, think it'll be something that's simple, easy, ready to go, your own business. But I would just disagree with that type of stuff. I've only known a couple of people that have been successful in multi-level marketing companies, and they were like this person who was in very early and able to basically recruit a lot of people. Okay, so now I'm going to go to episode four, scene eight, because that is the next one where it is relevance. So I'm going to go ahead and pause myself and put up where you can find the podcast and also the videos that I do and the website hellofvanessamedia.com while I go ahead and try to pull this up. Having a little issues over here, tech issues going on, trying to get that worked out.
mind from MLMs?
It's purpose, trust, and growth. Oh my gosh.
Did the Make Good program have to do with addressing defective product?
I don't recall.
It's really easy to get the impression that
it's meant to inspire. And if you're misled by it,
My husband thought we were at first. He told me I was going to share the sale before he made off because he was convinced that there was no way that I could make this kind of money doing something legally.
There are things that I did that I would not do again, and I'm not saying that I, you know, committed any crimes. I didn't. I don't know that I necessarily did anything wrong. Whether my income came from bonuses or sales, it really.
Okay, so I was able to find the episode 4, scene 8. This is it right now. She is basically talking, just to give you some context, about kind of the troubles that have arisen regarding that are addressed in LulaRich. And I was trying to get the volume, everything kind of synced up. And so what you were hearing was basically some of the leading up to the scene. And so that's what it was.
Really just depended on where, you know, my focus was and what I was able to do.
So there were times when you're bringing in more money from your sales than from the bonuses.
I'm not going to speak to that. If LuRoe were to be found guilty, then I feel that every direct sales company should be investigated.
Okay, so that basically covers it. What are your thoughts? Have you watched LuRoe? And what are your thoughts on military spouses and multi-level marketing companies? Bye.